As Good as Gold, written by Asura Lucier, read by Raven. Summary: Tom and Sunny after Connie's wedding. It was nearly 11 as Tom Hagen very firmly but also politely took the last well-wisher seeking a favor out of the Don's office. He steered him by the elbow, telling the man, who was blubbering with thanks, that they'd be in touch to fix the problem at hand very soon. Grazie, grazie. Then Carmela came to collect her husband, and Tom was alone in the Don's office after that. Tom would never have dared to do this had the Don still been present, but now the night was seeping into his bones. It was tiredness more than anything else that led him to slump down into Vito's chair and take a deep breath, letting his eyes slip closed. Looking comfortable there, Tom. As Tom woke up at the sound of Sunny's voice, all the fog had cleared from his head, and he was wide awake again. He stifled a yawn. Yeah, I am, but don't tell the Don. Secret's safe with me, Sunny said with a loose shrug. He had a champagne flute in each hand. One was half drunk, and the other was full, fresh with bubbles on top. You know me. My word's as good as gold. So it is. Sunny approached the desk now, the alcohol adding only a slight sway to his usual swagger. Most people would miss it, but Tom had known Sunny Corleone for most of his life. No detail escaped him. Anyway, you missed all the good parts of Connie's wedding. At least have a drink. You gotta catch up. Setting down both glasses, Sunny leaned forward, his bare elbows on the desk, as if he meant to pin Tom down without even touching him. They'd grown to be about the same height, but Tom was simply wiry where Sunny was big, and Sunny never let him forget it. Even his hands were big, and Tom couldn't help but make special note of this as Sunny moved to loosen his bow tie and undo the first few buttons of Tom's shirt. I'm sure you had all the good parts for me, Tom said, mostly without thinking, and Sunny's hands stuttered right near his pulse. What? Are you jealous? Men like Tom Hagen were not jealous. Jealousy was, among other things, simply impractical. If he were, being one of Corleone's would have suffocated him a long time ago. Moreover, there was no use being jealous of someone like Lucy Mancini, because women had their own crosses to bear, too. But he was strangely emboldened by Sunny's proximity. Tom put one of his hands in the crook of Sunny's elbow and realized that the man had lost one of his cufflinks. Is that why you're here, Sunny? Because you'd like to be me? Jealous, I mean. Weddings did wonders, loosening the tongue, but it was late enough and Sunny looked drunk enough that Tom didn't exactly regret saying it. Sunny thought about this for a moment. At first, he said nothing, but his hands had settled again, the stutter was gone, and he touched Tom's pulse and the side of his jaw like he meant to do it all along. Tom had nicked himself shaving in the morning, the way he hadn't done in years, and Sunny found that too, passing a rough fingertip over the small scar. I came to check on you because Ma said you're working too hard. You always do. And you're gonna fix that, are you? Now Sunny leaned even closer. Tom could tell he had recently had a cigarette, and the staleness of the smoke mingled with the sweetness of the champagne. He said, I did bring you a drink. Tom took a sip of the champagne. The drink was cold, and he was very aware of the way Sunny still touched him as he swallowed, warm and cool at the same time. Putting down the glass, Tom looked straight at Sunny. That's a start, sure, but I think you can do better. The end. Thank you for listening.